Welcome to the More Labs podcast series. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Anoop Madhasurian, practice lead of Microsoft and Mobile Solutions at More Labs. Anoop, how are you?
Hey, Henrik, good morning. How are you? I'm very good, yeah.
Great. Anoop, what are the key areas More Labs Microsoft practice focuses on to bring value to its customers?
More Labs Microsoft practice mainly focus on three specific areas. The first one is mainly enabling a mobile-first approach for our customers. When I talk about mobile-first approach, obviously you know that a lot of end users are accessing web applications these days more from their mobile devices. Traditionally, it was mostly from the desktop browsers, but these days, everything is shifting towards mobile. So it is pretty critical for customers to adopt a mobile-first strategy, and that involves building service wrappers so that others can build mobile apps on top of your services. It also means ensuring that your web application works on multiple form factors. Now, the second key area is focused around leveraging your data and then building prediction models and analytical models on top of that. You could call it as big data. So earlier, a lot of our Microsoft customers had a barrier of entry to attain the advantages of big data. Right now, we are very much focused on bridging this gap, working very tightly with Microsoft on certain areas. Microsoft introduced Hadoop on Azure as a platform, and we are leveraging that and working with multiple customers for building prediction models and analytical models. The third area that we are focusing is on cloud-hosted applications and related integrations. We have very deep expertise in multiple platform as a service offerings that falls into buckets including mobile services, digital assets management, analytics. So we are working with multiple customers to build end-to-end workflows on these specific areas, leveraging the cloud.
How does Microsoft enable organizations to leverage big data?
Earlier, it was a big challenge for Microsoft-centric customers to leverage the power of big data. Now that gap is getting closed in a very fast pace. One of the offerings from Microsoft is Polybase. So Polybase is something that is on top of Microsoft's parallel data warehouse, which allows you to make queries simultaneously to the SQL store as well as to the Hadoop. Polybase is definitely there. It is one of the upcoming offerings. The second enablement from Microsoft is on the Hadoop platform that they are bringing to Azure. So this collective implementation is called as HD Insight. So what HD Insight does, it actually provides you a 100% Hadoop compatible implementation on top of Azure. And then there is a layer on top of that which allows you to integrate your .NET applications and your Microsoft applications directly to leverage Hadoop. This includes building MapReduce workflows. This also includes leveraging familiar Microsoft technologies like Link to work with ecosystems like Hadoop Hive to enable distributed processing.
Anoop, what does Microsoft offer when it comes to digital asset management?
The key offering from Microsoft on the digital assets management space is cloud-hosted platform called Microsoft Azure Media Services. So Media Services is an end-to-end cloud platform from Microsoft with multiple modules, which allows you to ingest content and encode it and format it and then convert it to multiple devices. It also has features like digital rights management or content protection. It also enables you to do aspects like on-demand streaming and even live streaming. This enables an organization to leverage Microsoft's media services to build end-to-end workflows. So a big challenge that a lot of organizations are facing, as you are aware, these days is about taking the content and then ensuring that it works across multiple devices. The key point is ensuring that your digital assets are viewable in multiple form factors. It is available in multiple devices. So this is exactly an area where you could use media services to take the content and ensuring that it is available across multiple devices and platforms.
Anoop, what value does More Labs Microsoft practice offer when it comes to cloud services?
Pretty interesting question, Henrik. Cloud is not a piece of its own. It is coupled with a lot of other areas. For example, you could use cloud to build mobile applications. Then there is data, media, infrastructure. Our specialization is multiple platform as a service offerings that falls into various domain buckets. For example, telecom, education, healthcare. So strategic consulting in this space is one of our key strengths. For example, we could look at the current business applications of customers and then could do a portfolio rationalization and could propose, if you adopt cloud in this specific area, your ROI is going to change in this way. We also have a lot of homegrown domain-specific models to cater to multiple organizations in various domains, be it education or government or healthcare. So our core expertise in these domains, coupled with our expertise in technology platforms like Azure and EC2, enables us to leverage tremendous value add for our customers in terms of building specific workflows that can enable them to leverage cloud in a better way.
Well, thanks, Anup.
Thank you very much, Chandra.
For more on Microsoft solutions, go to morelabs.com/Microsoft. Thanks again.